Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Today we're not looking at good watches, or even great watches. We're looking at the top 10 most perfect watches in the world. If you're looking for a great watch, you can find many of them over at watchfinder.com. If you click the link in the description below, it really helps us out. Thank you. Tom, there comes a point in one's life when time is running out, and good and great really no longer suffice. You have to just jump straight to perfect. And so today I thought we would do that very exercise and find 10 watches that are indeed absolutely perfect. Do you think this is possible?
Yes, I think watches are largely objective, and no one really disagrees about which ones are the best. So I think we've selected the most perfect watches, and no one's going to have anything other to say about it than that.
I agree objectively, so why don't we start? Jump in first with our cheapest perfect watch.
So this is a perfect cheap watch. For £139, oh, it could only be G-Shock. Say hello to some serious passion for sports with the G-Squad line of G-Shock watches. So it's, yeah, calibrated for the most extreme workouts. So as you can see in the pictures there, extreme workouts such as fighting other homeless people on the beach for a bindle, which I believe is what's going on there. So all your exercise info is recorded by this watch. You've got distance, speed, pace, auto lap timings, calories burned, a step tracker, interval timer, and you can connect it to an app and check your life logs and all the activity history that's been recorded by this watch. So that's pretty cool. It's 46 millimeters in shock resistant resin case with core guard structure, so really tough, as G-Shocks tend to be. 15 millimeters thick, so it's the thinnest G-Squad yet, and that thinness is showcased with side slits in the bezel, which allow for the colour of the inner case to peek through, which is a cool little touch. The light button of the G-Shock is positioned on the front of the case, and a nice big squishy button there for handy access to apparently ensure an easy read during night workouts, which, you know, we all partake in. 200 metres of water resistant, soft urethane band for a quality precision fit, and in three colours, lime green, black or navy blue. It's cool, it's clear, it's functional, it's compact, it's sturdy, it's a perfect G-Shock, and it's the perfect watch for £139.
You've very much described this watch in a way that makes me think it's perfect for a Clockwork Orange style spot of ultra-violence there, Tom. This watch can handle pretty much anything. Also, in collaboration with G-Squad, who had the 2004 hit Getting Ready With It.
Yeah, oh, that was great. What happened to those guys? I think most of them are in prison now. I mean, out of the 16 of them that there were. Good one.
Tom, for our next perfect watch, I'm going old school. And by old school, I mean somewhere between the 1920s and 1930s, when all the watch manufacturers ditched pocket watches, started making wristwatches, and they wanted to determine that these things were incredibly precise. They found favour in the field of battle, where pocket watches really just weren't that convenient for trench warfare. And one way that these manufacturers were able to demonstrate how accurate their watches were was by putting a crosshair on the dial, because that gives you sort of a subconscious feeling of a precision and accuracy, you know, dead center, no, 360 no scope headshot. That's what they were going for.
Yeah.
And I think it's a very classy look. It's been replicated since by Patek Philippe, Omega, Laurent Ferrier, many, many others. All watches that come at a very high price point for this very, very clean and what I think is a perfect look. However, Longines, being the cool guys that they are, have decided they're going to package one up into a 38.5mm steel case at the very budget-friendly price of £2,350. What makes this watch so perfect to me is not only the beautiful style, but also my favourite P word, proportions. Sometimes Longines can be a little bit not quite right, you know. I heard a great quote yesterday that describes my feelings of a lot of Longines watches. It was about Adam Driver. And the quote said that Adam Driver looks a little bit like a drawing of Keanu Reeves from memory. And that's how I feel a lot of Longines are. But this one is perfect. This one, they got it absolutely down. It's beautifully slim. The dial is nice and big. The finishes, like the brushing around the chapter ring and then the matte finish in the centre, are all absolutely perfect. And for £2,350, I think this is one of the best watches that you can get because it is practically perfect.
Lovely. Right, so next, let's talk about the Christopher Ward C1 Bel Canto. So Christopher Ward, they've been doing this thing where they make watches with a really high levels of finishing and, you know, like intricate details and highly polished, the sort of standard that matches high-end Swiss luxury brands, but for a price much lower than, you know, one would expect to pay for such an approach, which is a very audacious thing to do and perhaps lacking a little bit of respect for how the Swiss watch industry usually does things, but they're persisting with it, right? And now recently they've even started combining that visual quality, that aesthetic with haute horology and high complications. And the Bel Canto was the sort of first time they executed those things together. And it's a bit of a marvel, really. It's a bit of a wonder. So it features the FS01 movement, which is a mechanical movement with a striking hour mechanism. And that in and of itself is a technical feat that is even a challenge for some of the Swiss big boys. But they pulled it off and they presented it so beautifully. So you've got all the components of it visible, kind of floating on this multi-layered dial. It's in 41mm in this light catcher case, TM, which is grade 5 titanium for improved resonance and tone of the chime. And it's just absolutely exquisite. There's various dial colours and strap options, and they start at £3,195, which for a watch of this spec, this quality that's just like dazzles, it's just unheard of, really. Yeah, very naughty of Christopher Ward to be doing this, but they're doing it and it's amazing.
The most stupid thing about this watch, I was talking to the guys at Christopher Ward, when they limited the original run of blue to 300 pieces, that's because they thought they were going to take 1 year to sell all 300 pieces. How wrong they were.
Yeah.
It's an incredible watch, and for people who are looking for just like a dash of that very contemporary watchmaking at a price that is too cheap to buy a Black Bay for.
Yeah.
This is the only choice. Never mind it being the perfect out of a selection of choices, it's basically the only choice.
It's ridic.
Tom, imagine if there were a watch that could look great on both the wrists of Oliver Twist and Fraser Crane. Yes, I'm not talking about the latest series, which is utter crap.
Oh.
I'm talking about the Cartier Tank Must. The most elegant watch ever to be designed from the mind of a man at war. This is based on the bird's eye view of a tank. If you see those two case sides, they look very much like the tracks. And then the top, you've got the hands, two artillery guns pointing out, mowing down the enemy as it trundles through the mud. But very beautiful and exquisite. Louis Cartier spent some time during World War One in a Renault tank, I believe. Heaven forbid such unreliability could ever be combined with such a need to survive. In this case, though, the net result was one of the most beautiful watches to ever be made. And it somehow manages to bridge the gap between being absolutely exquisite but also not pretentious. It's kind of simple too, just a very simple white dial with printed markers, a pair of blue hands, the blue cabochon sapphire in the crown, and a very, very simple case. So you can imagine, you can wear this watch dressed as a hobo, and it would still kind of work, but you can also dress it in top and tails, and it will still absolutely work. It is like the chameleon of watches. Find me an outfit that this watch doesn't work with, and I'll call you a liar. What's also great about it is 33.7 precisely by 25.5 millimeters across and 6.6 millimeters thick. It just wears so very comfortably. Yes, it's only 30 meter water resistance, and yes, this one is in quartz in particular, but that means it's £3,300, which isn't a huge amount of money for such a prestigious name and such a high quality watch that for most people would be right up there with the best of them. So combine all of those things together, very well priced, incredible history and name, beautiful quality, and the wearability of it. And I think this is one of the most perfect watches in the entire world.
It's a very elegant watch, but yeah, it can be worn casually. Very shrewdly done by a Cartier as well. And to call it the Tank Must, obviously after, you know, the heavy artillery vehicle, and Must as well, which elephants, as a dog would go into heat, elephant would go into must. So two very sort of not elegant kind of things there coming together, but very, very interesting.
I assumed, like how perfumes are named, Tank Must, it's really the strap gives you the essence of what it's like to be inside a tank.
Yeah, yeah, F-22 Musk. Our next perfect watch, the Tudor Black Bay 58. So this is a tribute to the 1950s dive watches. It's just pure dive watch, if you look at it. Named from the year 1958, in which the first Tudor diver's watch was waterproof to 200 metres. That was the reference 7924, or the Big Crown. That was when that was introduced. So, yeah, you can see the compact vintage stylings. So it's designed for slim wrists in 39mm steel case with polished and satin finish. It's got the in-house self-winding calibre MT5402, which is COSC certified, which is a must, an elephant in must for divers. 70 hours of power reserve. The famous Tudor riveted steel bracelet. Just a beautiful vintage diver. No frills, really. It just is for £3,350.
It's so much watch for the money. It's such good quality. The styling is just timeless. It's actually, I think, one of the most boring watches you can buy, but sometimes that's what you need.
Yeah.
When you want something that's going to last you the duration, you don't want to go too crazy because tastes change. Style changes, but this has none of those things. So it just kind of sits there as an undercurrent, unmoving, completely steady. It will always be the one that you reach for when you're not quite sure what else to go for. Tom, to upgrade the essence of watch to around twice the price, £6,450, I present for you the Rolex Explorer 40. Now, this watch may be a watch of lies. This watch may have been absolutely nowhere near the top of Everest, despite all the promotional material that might suggest otherwise. But that doesn't mean it's not a good watch. It is mountain proof. Even if they haven't tested it all the way at the top of Everest. What's great about this watch, it's got the 40mm size, it's nice and slim, 100 meters of water resistance. It's elegant, but it's rugged, it's compact, but it's not too delicate. It does all of the things you need for a watch to do, from a practical sense and also a style sense as well. If you are going to get just one Rolex in your lifetime, it probably should be this one, because you can wear it, your partner can wear it, you can not get it back again, you can fight with your partner over it, you can fall out over it and then lose it in the divorce. So it really will be there for every step of your life. This is all the watch you could ever need. Anything else is merely frippery, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, this is also in danger of being boring, but the 3, 6, and 9 on the dial just elevate it into moderately interesting in appearance. Yeah, again, like every Rolex in the catalogue, it's just classic Rolex, isn't it? Yeah, this one is just as classic, if not as classic, as some of the other classic Rolexes.
Classic!
Which is textbook.
Textbook.
Textbook Rolex. Moving on then to an iconic watch from IWC. This is the Portuguesa Chrono. So this is one of IWC's oldest models, developed in the 30s. So it was built for two Portuguese merchants who wanted a large wristwatch with the precision of a marine chronometer pocket watch, which were the style of the time. So it launched in 1939, and now here it is still, still looking great, still not loving police. No, that's something else. So it's 41 millimeters in steel, crisp, legible dial, those beautifully blued hands and numerals there, the chronograph function with the small second hands, that pocket watch style railway track chapter ring around the outside of the dial, still intact there. It's got the beautiful 69355 caliber visible in the back. It's just timeless style. It's beautifully elegant, functional, readable, legible. It's tall watch, but it's also just effortlessly stylish at the same time. And it's £7,600 for a piece of IWC history.
Tommy, you know when you see someone on the street and they're so good looking, it makes you like angry?
Yeah, I get that when I watch K-dramas.
This watch does that. I look at it and it's just so good looking. It actually makes me a little bit angry that a watchmaker, especially a watchmaker like IWC, where all of its other watches are very utilitarian. They're like, looks, we're not about looks.
Yeah.
We're about function. Oh yeah, here's the most beautiful watch you've ever seen as well. Ain't no thing. It's annoying how they just did that. But they did. Yeah. And if you benchmark that against other chronograph watches of this quality and caliber, the price actually comes in pretty competitive too.
Nice.
Tom, picture, if you will, the frozen vista of Lake Sewa in Japan. The beautiful rifts of ice as they creak and crack and move against one another. And then lay that out in all its infinite beauty into a watch dial. And you would have the Grand Seiko Omiwatari SBGY 007. This to me is the essence of perfection. 38.5 millimeters. Now I say 39 millimeters is scientifically accurate perfect size, but I was rounding it up. It is 38.5 millimeters, which this is. This has got a level of quality and finish that I would call laser crisp. That's not potato cooked into a crunchy snack with a laser. That's just the sharpness, the brightness, the sheer perfection of the thing to the defined degree of a laser. That's what you get here. Front and back with the caliber 9R31. 3-day power reserve. Spring drive for that really, really smooth second hand. Yes, they put the power reserve on the back as well to leave that dial up front looking absolutely beautiful. It goes from silver to powder blue. £7,800, which for this level of quality is pretty reasonable. And you know, what demonstrates how perfectly beautiful this watch is that it's based on a lake called Lake Sewa, as in, you know, where poo goes, and you don't notice. You go, oh, Lake Sewa, that sounds beautiful, because you look at this watch and you can only think of beauty.
I think you're saying it wrong, but yeah. but that said, this the story, the inspiration, and that lake that freezes over. So apparently most years when it freezes over, a long ridge appears in the ice from one side of the lake to the other. And tradition has it that that is the Omiwatari, and that's where the gods walk out over the ice. There is no other watch brand that would have that kind of inspiration for their dial, is there?
No.
It's like, usually it's just like, we made one in the 50s and it survived a car crash. It's like, it's beautiful. It's poetry. It's art. And that's what watchmaking should be about. And I love it.
That's the very Japanese essence coming into it. You certainly wouldn't find that in Geneva. They don't have the flow of ice along Lake Geneva that they have, just a fountain that squirts really high in the air. You can't really make a dial out of that.
Yeah, fun. You've got to see that if you're there, though. If you've got, 10 minutes to kill before your cab arrives, go and see that big fountain. Moving on next, this here's your big boy. This is the Patek Philippe Calatrava 6007G. So something a little less traditional and more hip from Patek Philippe. And dare I say it, perhaps even a little bit sporty. So only in appearance, mind you, because in actuality, this is a polished white gold watch. So the sportiness is just reserved for the dial. So you get a graphical, very graphical looking dial with embossed guilloche stamp there in a carbon weave pattern and concentric circles all over the dial with pops of colour. Of the three colours, red, yellow and blue. You get pops of colour on the stitching of the embossed carbon motif strap as well. It's a casual kind of fun offering from Patek to expand the Calatrava catalogue there. It's got the self-winding caliber 26-330SC in there, the famous 26-330SC caliber, with the Spiromax balance spring in there, which is fun. Yeah, so really cool. Really nice watch from Patek here. So for £30,480. So yeah, getting up there, but it's a Patek Philippe and it's fun.
This watch is another chameleon here in this mix, and that's what makes it so perfect. It's everything from dress watch to sporty watch. It's the kind of watch that would look perfect on your wrist as you race your Bentley Bentayga out of the McDonald's drive-thru. It covers every single base, and that's why it's so incredibly popular too, especially in the red, because as everyone knows, red is the best colour.
You sure it's not the blue? Historically, watches are blue, and those are the popular ones.
Well,
recently they've moved into icy blue, and there's the lady with the green from the jewellery shop, but generally, red is not the preferred colour.
Red is the preferred accent colour.
Wrong again. That's orange.
Well, you know, let's go and fight about it outside, shall we?
See you there.
For our last watch in our 10 perfect watches, I'm going to take you to a little house called the Madhouse. No, we're not talking about Pat Sharp, we're talking about Max Busa and his friends. This is the MB&F Legacy Machine 101. Now, if you're familiar with Max Busa, you'll know he is the mastermind behind some of the craziest watches ever made. Exquisite quality, lunatic design. We're talking watches that look like spaceships, robots, UFOs, battle axes. This isn't one of those. This combines some of the classicism of traditional watchmaking with a little bit of crazy, just enough to spice it up. And for me, it makes it the perfect blend of everything that is great about watchmaking. So if we start from the back of this 40mm watch, you will see what almost looks like a pocket watch movement. This could have come out the back of a Patek Philippe pocket watch from the early 1930s. It is beautifully finished, it's beautifully rendered by Kari Voutilainen, who is one of the greatest watchmakers in the world today. But flip it around and you see the complete opposite of traditional. You see very, very contemporary. Yes, you have some enameled subdials with heat-blued hands, but they are floating over a beautifully sunburst and very, very colourful, if you choose it, dial. But what really grabs your attention is the UFO-like balance wheel hovering up and over the dial, suspended by those two incredibly highly polished arms, looking very much like a sculpture from the 1960s World Fair. Combine that all together and you also have this big domed sapphire crystal that reaches up and over, perfect for taking out any doorways near you. But to me, this is just, I can't think of a watch that combines quality, skill, tradition, and imagination any better than this one watch. You might think this watch is hundreds of thousands of pounds. It's not a cheap watch, but it's around £50,000-£60,000, which, I don't know, I don't have that kind of money, but it doesn't sound too bad.
No, that's a lot. That is a lot.
It is a lot, isn't it?
It's beautiful, though. I mean, it is amazing. Do Maximilian Busa and friends, do they walk in a line like Reservoir Dogs every time they make a watch? Because I would imagine that they would have done that after they put this one out, because it's a doozy, isn't it?
I believe they do. You're getting your money's worth out of that. And if I had one of these LM101s, I'd get my money's worth out of it too. Unfortunately, that's very unlikely. But for all of you people who can afford one, it is the perfect watch. What is the perfect watch that you have seen? Let us know down in the comments below. And please do like and subscribe. And if you want to help the channel, click the watchfinder.com link in the description below. Thank you so much for watching. Goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.